News in the Church, Morning News, July 4th, 2024, by Paul Johannesness. Welcome to News from the Church, your source for Catholic news and updates from around the world. The news is edited by Paul Johannesness, and you're listening to EWTN Norway. This is the morning news for July 4th, 2024. Let's begin with the saint of the day. Today we honor Saint Elizabeth of Portugal, also known as Elizabeth of Aragon. Born in 1271, she was named after her great aunt, Saint Elizabeth of Hungary. Elizabeth became the queen consort of Portugal through her marriage to King Denis. Known for her piety, charity, and efforts in peacemaking, she played a crucial role in mediating conflicts within her family and the kingdom. After her husband's death, she joined the Third Order of Saint Francis and devoted her life to the poor and sick. Elizabeth's legacy as a peacemaker and servant of the needy continues to inspire the faithful. Our first story today involves a coalition of British lords and celebrities who have called on the Vatican to preserve the Latin Mass. They argue that the Latin Mass is a vital treasure of the Church's liturgical heritage and that its preservation is crucial for maintaining the Church's spiritual and cultural richness. The petition reflects a broader debate within the Catholic community about the role and importance of traditional liturgical practices in contemporary worship. In a recent development, the Israeli embassy has criticized Catholic leaders in the Holy Land for their statement on just war. The Catholic leaders' statement, which addresses the ethical implications of conflict in the region, was met with strong disapproval from the Israeli embassy. The embassy's response highlights the ongoing tensions and complex dynamics between religious communities and political entities in the Holy Land. In Spain, former Poor Clare nuns from Belorado have accused the Catholic Church in Burgos of various wrongdoings. The Church has responded to these accusations, defending its actions and providing clarifications. This conflict underscores the challenges and complexities of religious life and governance within monastic communities, bringing to light issues that require careful and compassionate resolution. The Neo-Catechumenal Way is celebrating its 50th anniversary in the United States. This Catholic movement, known for its mission of evangelization and formation, has played a significant role in revitalizing parishes and fostering vocations. The celebration marks a milestone in the movement's history, highlighting its contributions to the Church and its ongoing mission to spread the gospel. In Mexico, Pope Francis has appointed a new archbishop for the state of Hidalgo. This significant appointment is part of the Pope's broader efforts to strengthen the Church's leadership and pastoral care in Mexico. The new archbishop is expected to bring fresh energy and vision to the diocese, addressing the spiritual and social needs of the local Catholic community. Pope Francis has erected a new diocese in South Sudan and transferred the Catholic Bishop of Rumbek to serve as the pioneer local ordinary. This move is part of the Vatican's efforts to support and develop the Church's presence in South Sudan, a country facing numerous challenges. The new diocese aims to provide better pastoral care and support to the local Catholic population. In Lebanon, the Maronite Patriarch has inaugurated the newly restored Sacred Art Library. The library, a treasure trove of religious and cultural heritage, has undergone extensive renovations to preserve its valuable collections. This restoration project highlights the importance of safeguarding religious and cultural artifacts, ensuring that they continue to inspire and educate future generations. In Germany, the Catholic University of Eichstätt-Ingolstadt and the University of Passau have launched a new digital bachelor's degree program in theology. This innovative program aims to make theological education more accessible, leveraging digital technology to reach a wider audience. The initiative reflects the growing trend of integrating digital tools into higher education and the Church's commitment to fostering theological scholarship. That brings us to the end of today's episode. Thank you for joining us on News from the Church. Remember to tune in this evening for the evening news, where we'll bring you more updates and stories from the global Catholic community. God bless you all, and may your faith continue to inspire and guide you. This is EWTN Norway, wishing you a peaceful and blessed day.